So the Gemara is basically it's talking about that if you find a body under a pile of rubble, so the halacha is here. Like, let's look at the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Aleph. Mishnah Pei Gimel Aleph in Yoma says in the middle there, towards the end, Misha Nafa Lav Mapolas. So if like an earthquake or something, like pile of rubble falls on top of a guy. Safek husham, safek enosham. You're not sure whether he's there or not. Safek chai, safek meis. Or you know he's there, you just don't know if he's a liar or a dad. Safek kusi, safek yisrael. You're not sure if he's Jewish. Because you only violate Shabbos to save a Jew. Mepachem alav hazagal. Okay, so you could dig out the pile of rubble from on top. Okay. Matzu chai, if you find that he's alive, you can continue digging. But if you find that he's dead, then you have to live until after Shabbos. Okay? Now let's see. So now the Gemara, Pehem and Aleph. So the Gemara says, and this is a famous Gemara, which is used, brought up often in the debate about that brainstem death and all those kinds of koshailas. Like, when is a guy dead? So let's see. So it says like this. It says, "Tana Rabbanan." It's like right in the middle of the page. Pei Hei Amanav. It's like right in the middle. Islei Lemevet is the first one. Tana Rabbanan Heichanu Bodik. So where do you check until? Okay, Rashi. If it looks like he's dead, because he's not moving, how far do you dig out to see whether he's really alive or not? Right, he looks dead, you see his foot. So how far can you dig out? So it says, Ad Chodno. Yeshom Ad Libo. So either till his nose or till his heart. So Rashi, Ad Chodno, Vim Ein Chias Bechodno. She'ena motze ruach, because you don't find the breath in his nose, vaday meis. He's definitely dead. V'yanichuhu. And you leave him alone. Okay, v'yanichuhu, you leave him alone. That's chotma. The other side says, no, at libo, you don't only go to his chotam, to his nose, but you go until his life. So, we'll explain. Let's keep it. Okay, yeah, because it kind of depends which way you're digging, right? Are you digging starting from his feet or from his head? We'll get to that. Okay? So it says, Badak, u'matzel yonim meisim, lo yomar kvar meisim atachtonim. So if you have a bunch of a pile of rubble, you don't say, if you find the guy on the top of the pile dead, then you say, oh, it must be the guys in the bottom of the pile that are also dead. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes, you know, there are a lot of different factors which go into it. You can't just, it's not linear, it just goes by. It's not just how low they are. There's a story, one time it happened. Fine. So let's say, if machlokas, whether you go by the heart or the nose, so let's say, it says machlokas tani, meichan avlad notes there, where is the head of the child created? Meirosha. Shanem ar mimei imi. Rata goziva omer gazin zircha veshlichi. Whatever. Abba Shalom etiburo meshaleach shorosh veyelach. He's created from his belly and he sends his roots onwards. So it's the same question. Because where is he created from? So we did this before. Afil him Abba Shalom. I can look on Abba Shalom. So I'll need zero to call me the mitzias and mitzah. Alim kuch nefesh v'il Abba Shalom. Modi de'ikrich yusuf ha'apehu. Yisiv kol nashon nashon rochaim ha'apah. So you could say, no, that's a different machlokes. That's a question of where it's created. So even if you say the essence is in his face, still you could say he's created from his belly. Right, because creation is from the center. Whatever. Right, from the center. But, regarding chlius, you could say that you go by the face, the nose.
Is the assumption here that tiburo is the same thing as leaf?
Seems so, right? Seems so. That's what kind of I thought it meant, like, you know. I mean, the tiburo there was a measure from a pot. Yeah, it means like your abdomen.
Right.
You know? You see apav also. I mean, it sometimes says there's nash nose, and it's just there's apav, there's panav, right? Vape, he looks like, right? There's ekerchius of vape, so it's in his face. Oh. So it seems like these, you know, I guess in Egel Arufa, You have to pinpoint an exact spot, you know, what are you going to measure from? So they're saying, I guess his belly button is, like Ram said, is the center of his belly, you know? So I guess the nose is the center of his face, but it's really, it's like his face or his, you know, his abdomen, I guess. Okay. So basically, fine, so we got that out of the way. It's nothing to do with where he's created from. Okay, and the argument to say that it goes by his face is because Kol Hashem is Ruach Chaim Abba. About face, he means nose, actually. Sorry. Okay. That, but anything about the notes are said is from his head. Okay, fine. So now it says like this. So it says, I'm a Rav Papa. Locus mimata lamaila. Abba mimaila lamata. Even the body got hot, so the machlokas is if you're measuring from the bottom to the top, from his feet to his head, when do you stop? Do you stop at his heart or do you stop at his nose? But if it's mile, if you're going from the top to the bottom, from his nose, once you get to his nose and you see he's not breathing, that's it. He's dead. Okay? Rashi. So Rashi says like this. It says, "Amar of Pope, Machlokes Milamata Lamaila, Machlokes Hanuch Tanoi, Demar Amar Liba, Demar Amar Chodno, Milamata Lamaila, Shemasu Derech Margalos Tchila." You find him from his legs. The Bodei Kol Kalverosho, and you check to upwards towards his head. Demar Amar Beliba Yesh LaHavchen and Yesh Bechias. So one side says at his heart you could verify, determine whether he has life. Shnish Masa Dafek Hashem, because like his pulse. Heart beating, right? Umar Amar Ad Chotma. You have to check till his nose. The Zimnin Dein Chias Nikar Beliba. The Nikar Bechotma. Because sometimes the Chias won't be noticeable at his heart, but it will be noticeable at his nose. So therefore, you have to go further. Right? You have to go further. Right? Or do you say, so that's the question, is basically if you find his nose, once there's no breathing in his nose, forget about it, he's dead. You don't have to check his heart. But if you find his heart and there's no pulse, so do you say, look, he's dead? Or you say, look, maybe I can't tell, I can't feel his pulse, but his nose, maybe I'll find something. Right? I mean, that's what's going on here. Problem? Going from the top down, apparently it's saying is that if you feel his nose and there's nothing there, no breathing in his nose, he's definitely dead.
Right.
You don't say maybe his heart is going to be beating. No. Definitely he's dead. Plus it says, according to the Ruach Chaim Ba'apa, if he's not in the Ruach Chaim Ba'apa, that's it, he's dead. So that's what he's saying is the guy who holds heart doesn't hold heart to the exclusion of nose. He's just saying is the heart is also sufficient to say that he's dead. That's also sufficient to say that he's dead. And then once you see the heart, then you can say that's it, you have to go further. But of course, if you go to the nose, that's sufficient. Saying either one. That's where Rami or Papa's point is. Don't think it's either or. Everyone agrees the nose works. The question is, does the heart work? Or do you say no, just because you see the heart, maybe he's still breathing. Maybe he just can't tell his pulse. Right, the lave or the nose is really, it's assuming that you're checking from the bottom up. The question is what, do you stop at the heart or do you stop at the nose? But it's not that it's nose or right, it's either one or only the nose. Okay, so what do you think about this? Any questions? The most about this is it sounds like Rashi is saying the argument for the heart, you know, the nose guy, he's going to say that there are times, Zimnin, that you could check the heart and it's not nicker, but then you'll check the nose and it is nicker. So it sounds like he's saying that's a fact. Right? What does he mean, Zimnin, at times? Isn't that, is he saying that's a fact? At times you actually see that? And if it is, so then how do you argue with that? I mean, if that's true, that there are cases like that, so then how could you just stop at his heart and say, oh, he's dead? But his nose, maybe his nose. Aren't there cases like that? Aren't there cases of a guy whose heart stopped and it's not nicker? Whatever, it's a light pulse, or whatever it is, but he's still breathing. Unless Rashi doesn't mean there are times, and he says Zimnin, Zimnin means there are times, so times there's not a nigger here, there's a nigger there. So is that a fact? If it's a fact which he knows of stories or whatever, then how do you argue with it? If it's not a fact, then what is he saying? He's saying conceptually that at times this could happen. Right? I mean, it's hard to understand what's going on here. What are they arguing about? That's a good point. Imagine you see it in the other story, you say the guy's on top, the guy's on bottom. You don't just say death is halakhically determined. You see that there was a time where the guys on top were alive, the guys on bottom were dead, the guys on bottom were alive. The Gemara cares about that and uses that to show that you don't stop checking just because the top guys are dead. So you see this type of thinking as considerations is legitimate. It's a good point. And it seems over there we pass like Rabbi Akiva. You go by that. By Ekla Rufa. You go by that. I mean, the Rambam passes that way. Kesem Mishnah says it's a principle in general. Rabbi Akiva Mechavera. Rabbi Akiva, you go like Rabbi Akiva, and it's one-on-one, you go by Rabbi Akiva. But there's another principle. Hello, Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar Kavanaki. Then in general, you go like Rabbi Elazar. But I guess the Chesmish says apparently this rule wins out. Rabbi Akiva. So by Rabbi Akiva, there we pass and you go by the head. But here, there's a side which argues that you go by the lev also. And it seems like everyone's going by the head. So maybe it's like that's how we pass can really the head. What he's saying is you go by the lev. Also, Sibaya Glorifa, it can't be a lev also, there has to be one or the other. But here it's saying is you also go by the lev. I mean, a lev Allah on its own will also tell you he's that. And then it says, no, you only go by his head. Right? Ram Melch Shabbos. Mishanafel of Mapola, Safek Gusham, Safek Enosham. Not sure if he's there, I'm packing a lot if you dig him up. Matzo Chai. If he's the live up, he's crushed via Shashiavri, and he can't live. Do you save him for Chayesha? That's a big question, also, if you could save nowadays. Chayesha. You save someone, you know you're definitely not going to heal the guy. He's definitely going to die from this illness, but you could extend his life. It's Chayesha. So he says, Allah, as you do. The guy's crushed. He's not going to live. I don't know how long, but whatever. Still, you save him. But if you do it until his nose, you leave him, go by his nose. Right? It's not like the top and bottom. But he doesn't say anything about the heart. So it sounds like he just mamish goes by the nose. That's it, period. He doesn't go by the heart. He says the heart's not enough. But there's a position here which only goes by both, kind of, right? One or the other. Heart's enough. So what's that idea? That's the question. Why don't you say seven plus lachel? It's true. In other words, if sometimes you find the heart and the heart's not nicker, but the nose is nicker. So say, look, so maybe it's one of those times. Seven plus lachel. I mean, look, in all these cases, you don't know. Suffolk, that's the principle. If you're not sure, then you have to save him. Suffolk and plus lachel Shabbos. So why don't you say, I mean, there's a machlok. So one guy's claiming is that the heart sometimes... You check the heart, you know, the heart's not breathing, no pulse, but yet he's breathing his nose. So that's the issue, isn't it? Right, how could you argue with that? Right? Something like this. Do you look at death as, you say, like as a process or as like an instantaneous change? Like, do you say you're in the process of dying? Is there a process of dying? Or do you say he's alive, then he's dead? And it's like a split second, you know? There's no process. Okay? What's the difference? If you say that it's a split second, there's no process. It's simply either he's alive, and death is just, the dying just means the term of the cessation of life, so it goes from a second he's alive, the next second he's dead, so it's not a process, it's just an instant. So then you have to say, then you can only have one point of vote, which is the one determinant of what death is. And that determinant is Kalash and Rechaim Apov. Alive means he's breathing, dead means he's not breathing. You just check his nose, check his heart, and he stopped. Yeah, but maybe he's still breathing. Who says? You don't know. Sometimes it happens. So you gotta check his nose. Essentially, it's all telling his nose, so check the nose. If you check his nose, he's dead. He's dead. If you check his heart, who knows? Check his nose. Okay? But if you say that there's a process of Misa, See, I want to say it like this, is that when the guy, those rare cases that the heart is beating, the heart stopped beating, but his nose is still there. So his nose is not far behind. He's dying. The guy's dying. Okay, his heart and his nose are like his two major functioning organs or whatever. And if the guy, it's not nicker in his heart, it means he's basically one foot out the door. And he's in the process of dying. There's a process of Mesa. Now what he holds is that there's no pikuach nefesh on a guy if he's in so far as the process of the, if he's in dying. Pikuach nefesh means like you're saving life. You're saving his life. So if he's in the process of dying is mufka from pikuach nefesh. He's in the middle of dying. So there's no pikuach nefesh demands that he's a chai, he's a kayo. He's not in the middle of dying. Maybe he will die or whatever, but if there's a process of Misa, so then you can say there's no shame of Pikuch Nefesh on the guy who's involved in that process. So he says, even if you see his heart beating, it's true, maybe his nose is beating, his nose is still breathing. It's possible. It is possible, but you see it almost never happens, and the reason why is basically it's like a transition. He's involved in the transition from between life and death. So the guy's involved in the transition, there's no idea of Pikuch Nefesh. You know, dig up the rubble, he's basically in the middle of dying. So there's no din of pikuach nefesh in that case. But if you learn there's no such thing as the middle of dying, but death is an instant, so then you have to say, where's the instant of death? The instant of death is, so his heart stopped beating, so now he's on his way. Okay, but he's still alive. Either dead or he's alive. Since the nose is the thing, so you have to say until his nose stops, he's alive. So he's alive, so pikuach nefesh, because he's a chai. You know what I mean? If you posit there's an idea of a process, then you don't say there's pikuach nefesh in the middle of the process. So, but definitely, I would say both of these guys are going by the nose, essentially. Going by the nose, essentially. And I guess it's saying that if you check his nose, and his nose stopped, then he's also in the process of dying. He's also in the process of dying, and then you, then of course, or he's dead, then he's just dead. Right? But if you check his nose, and his nose is there, so it could be he's saying is that you don't have to say maybe he's this rare case of a guy who's, you don't have to posit that. That's a strange case. He's just saying is that once his heart stopped, if his heart stopped, then you say that's sufficient to say he's involved, either he's dead or he's in the process of dying. Either way, there's no pikuach nefesh. But you don't posit that funny case. So if you know his nose is breathing, you assume that the guy's alive. I mean, you don't have to say maybe he's like that crazy guy in the process of dying. Why would I assume that? So then I have a right to save him. I don't have to keep checking. You know? Right. But the nafkamina of this thing is not, it's not like a moment, it's vis-a-vis specifically pikuach nefesh. Not necessarily, like it could be they both agree, the moment of death. Like, when do you say he's a mace? Could be they both agree it's the nose. Like, the other guy's not saying he's a mace, he's just saying there's no pikuach nefesh here because of the process of dying. So therefore, it depends on halachic shaila. Like in terms of ritzicha, for instance, I don't know. You could say that let's say I kill a guy like that. Maybe it's the ritzicha. Because he's alive. It's true he's in the process of dying, but I'm killing him. Maybe I wouldn't be allowed to kill him, you know? Wouldn't be allowed to pull the plug on that guy, maybe. He's in the process of dying, yeah, but it doesn't mean he's not dead. Like, he's not saying the heart, it means he's dead. He's just saying there's no pikuach nefesh on the guy. You know, there's no pikuach nefesh anymore. It doesn't mean that there's no asurasicha, or there's no, because I'm completing the process of dying. You know what I mean? So the nafkamina is specifically a shayla about pikuach nefesh, about saving it. But the nafkamina would seem to be nafkamina according to the svara is do you have to save the guy? Do you have to do like DNR or something? Do you have to do some sort of a thing? Is there a din of pikuach nefesh on the guy? If he stopped breathing, if his heart stopped, but he may still be breathing or whatever. I mean, I don't know how these things become modernized and all, you know, these things are always, you know, I don't really know how to do, you know, a whole different, that's the difficulties of this thing. It's very hard to modernize these things. You know, given the new scientific knowledge and scientific techniques of maintaining life, and you know, the guy's heart can stop beating, but you can just pump his heart and he'll breathe. He'll be alive and he'll live 50, you know, whatever. I mean, the guy, there's such a thing as heart stopping, it doesn't mean he's dead. So, I don't know if they had such a thing. So, I don't know. That's what these are. I think that's part of why these are such hard titles. It's like they're, first of all, the area is life and death. It's the hardest, you know, you don't want to make a mistake in this area. And it's like you have to kind of modernize things which are, you know, based on, you don't know what's like the, what's based on the old science and what's like, what's subject to being, you know, modernized based upon the new facts and what isn't. Like brain death. Kumar doesn't ever discuss that. So, but does that, is that relevant? Is that not relevant? Who's to say? You know, it's kind of like electricity on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but like, somehow here you're dealing with Ritzicha, somehow it's our, you know, your mistake in this area involves basically killing. So it's not a, it's a small matter. Yeah, okay, any question on the svar? I'd say the treifa, I wouldn't say is in the process of dying. Because like, treifa just means he has a moral wound, which is going to initiate a process of dying. You know that he's not going to live past certain point. But it doesn't mean he's in the process of dying. But like here, the guy has, let's say, two major life functions, breathing and heartbeat. And one of these two things has already shut off, and the other one's on its way. So it means the process has begun. The process of him dying has begun. But a treifa, it just means he has some sort of a wound, which we know scientifically or whatever, that no one makes it after a year, let's say. So, but that doesn't mean he's in the middle of dying, it just could be like a time clock, you know? Whatever it is, he has a tumor which is growing in such a way that, you know, it's gonna knock out his functions. But right now, he could be walking around like a regular guy. Just a svara off, you know, off the cuff. I mean, there's, you know, there are a lot of sugyas about Roselchenes Nefesh, there's Treifa, and there's Goses, and there's about Ritzicha. I mean, there's a lot of shilas and other sugyas which theoretically could run into this. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be that confident about the svara. I just think it's, it's a good way to define this question. You know, it's a hard question, it's a good way to define it. But, you know, I'm clearly not in the sugya. So, just in terms of the, I guess, the methodology here, is that, you see from the facts, it's like going either this or that. Like, what do you mean either? How do you have an either? It doesn't make sense. Like, you see, like, Larufa, it's this or it's that. Either or, what kind of thing is that, you know? So I guess that kind of points to the idea that Misa is not, like, an instant, you know? Points to the idea of, like, a process, you know? That there's, like, two steps. You know, and then you just have to work out the idea of, like, it's a process, and therefore, once one of them comes... Then once one of them comes, he's dead, but the other guy's going to say, no, just because one of them, yeah, but what about the other, what about the nose? It's really, this is the Chiddush of the guy who says that you go either or, will be sufficient. Right, that's the question. Either or will be sufficient. If his nose, if his heart stops, right, how do you explain him? Because if there is such a thing as a guy, right, that's really, I guess, halachic. If there's such a thing as a guy whose nose is still going to go, so how could the guy, so his nose is still, you know, and you see his nose matters, so that's what you'd say is in the process of Misa. Therefore, there's no Mekah on that question. Yeah. I mean, you gotta make a little bit of a move, but, you know, there's a direction there. This will be it for the summer. I think next year my plan is to do Chulin, I think it's Kaflamet around, Zoroa v'Halecha Yayim.
What?
Zoroa v'Halecha Yayim. It's different parts of the animal that your mind is going on. Okay, it's like one of the later Prakamanicholim.